Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is
great. Read the books. Yeah.
Oh, well, you are like a diehard fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm a purist.
Oh.
Yeah.
That, I see now, you are next level. And
you have to read the books.
I own them. And so that is like my next commitment when I feel like, okay, I'm going to like really sit down and focus and do something.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I am here with a different type of guest that I normally have. And I'm here with Mystic Michaela, who is a psychic and aura reader.
Right. Yes. Thank you for having me.
No, I'm really, you know, I'm really into supernatural stuff. I don't even know if that's what you could call it.
Sure. Yeah.
I, you know, go to tarot card readers. I go to psychics. I've gone to an oracle. Like, I'm from New Orleans. So I'm used to like, you know, just I'm open to anything.
Right. Yeah. You're curious.
Yes.
You're like, whatever, let's check it out.
That's,
Yeah. And that's the attitude that I love when people come into this kind of stuff. Just open mind, whatever. Let's see what she has to say. Like, that's good for me.
Well, let me just like tell my listeners. So you were featured on Real Housewives of Orange County season 12.
Yes.
And I watched that episode last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I can't remember the name of the woman who was like, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, but my God,
just
Peggy.
No, Peggy.
She was just like, such a bitch.
Absolutely
like, she
not.
Awful.
She's like,
to
nothing.
Me.
She was like, no offense
she
to you.
She shut me down.
She was just like, no.
Right.
And then I loved how there was this whole discussion of like people being scared of psychics or people.
Right.
Who
do
are,
I look scary? Like, by the way, like, what is that? The
that's
other
so
thing?
Funny because you're just so, so tiny and pretty. And
I was
cute.
Like a Spanish teacher. So I'm like, hola, you know, like, you know, and so. What could you be scared of, you know?
Well, they kept talking about people are scared of the truth.
Yes.
Which is like
right, that is so true.
It's
that's
a thing.
Yes.
So I that like got me thinking last night as I was watching. I was like, "Huh, because I've always been so open to it since I was little, I've never really thought like and all my friends have pretty much been the people I surround myself with are kind of open to anything.
You attract that, yeah.
Yeah, and so when I was like, oh my God, okay, so there are people who are like, absolutely not. That would make sense that they're scared to maybe have a mirror on themselves or see or hear something that they just don't want to know.
That's what it is. It's like they don't want to hear the thing that they're trying so desperately to hide from everybody.
Yeah.
You know, especially in that situation, she didn't want people to see her. You know, she didn't want people to see her truth or whatever.
Totally.
So. She just was going to be rude. So, but it was fine. And but Tamara and Shannon were like awesome. And Megan's my friend and I love her. So it worked out. It was great exposure. It was a good time.
Well, I'm a big fan of theirs. So
oh, I love them.
I'm like a Housewives freak.
Me too.
Like I'm like a Housewives junkie. So like everyone, like people will like ask like the cast of Vanderpump Rules, like when we have to do like, who's more likely to like pack the most or like be late or like who's most likely to watch Bravo. And they're like, Stassi.
Stassi's watching.
I love Real Housewives.
Oh, me too.
I just love them.
I know, because I listened just before I came. I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to her podcast. And I was like getting really into it. And I saw you were doing the Dallas ones. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, my God.
And then you make your boyfriend watch it. I'm like, yes.
Oh, he's
you have
so,
to educate them.
Yes,
yeah.
He's obsessed now because he committed this summer to Real Housewives of New York.
Oh,
so now that is his like, his thing that is like where he sends gifts 24/7 of like Real Housewives of New York, like
oh
he's like
gosh.
Really into that, and so he's slowly now getting into Dallas
yeah.
and I'm like, oh, dude, I gotta ease you into Orange County because
oh,
Orange
yeah.
County is like
it's
the OG.
It is. You that's like if you're a fan you have to binge on
right
that. Just catch up to speed.
It's just daunting because there's so many
there's
seasons.
13 seasons
and
now.
So he's like, I can't. He's like, maybe let's go back four seasons
right.
and start with like four seasons
okay.
ago. I'm like, fine.
Yeah. Anyways. The Vicky and the boyfriend season. You could do that.
Oh
yeah,
my
that's
God.
That's a good one.
With
yeah.
Vicky and Brooks?
Yeah, Brooks.
Oh my.
That was the best.
I can't even.
Right.
I can't.
It was
I
a good season.
Like that's just reality TV gold.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just like got
we could
off.
Do that all day.
I got off track. I know. We could talk about Housewives all
right.
day. Right. what the fuck is reading someone's aura and their color?
So I see colors around people.
Like, where, like, okay, can I just, like, ask you real fast? Like, if you're at, like, the Grove or, like, a mall or the Beverly Center, are you just, like, oh, my God, it's like I'm on ecstasy or acid because there's so many colors
everywhere. I'm, like, everywhere. So used to it by now. You know, like, when you go to the mall and, like, you won't really notice people unless they're wearing something ridiculous?
Yeah.
That's auras. Like, I won't notice it unless somebody's, like, crazy aura color, and I'll be like, oh, okay, like, because I,
like,
am
neon,
yeah like, we get like hot mess something like that kind of, they'll be like, whoa, you know. So I've learned it's like smelling, you know, like you turn off your, like, you don't, you smell all the time, but you can't always notice it unless it's like alarmingly strong in one way or the other.
Wait,
it's
just like interesting.
That that's never, how it is. Yeah, it's like a sense.
You can't turn it off, but you can. It's like,
yeah, my brain just is like, okay. Like, so unless it is something really jarring, you know, so when I tune in, you know, I, but you're, you have a very strong aura, like, not, you're,
that's
very,
because I just got a spray tan this morning.
It's not orange though. It's pretty good.
Really?
It's not orange. You're yellow and purple. So, well, back it up, to back it up, like, an aura is like energy around people, and we all feel energy around people like all the time. That's,
yeah,
we all read each
100%.
Other.
Yes.
Yeah. Some feelings, are better than others.
There are feelings that I get, and my friends, my boyfriend, and my family, they will not believe me when I say I have a reason that I feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
I can't tell you what it is. I need to be out of this situation right now.
100%.
And they end up being, I'll leave the situation. Yeah. They end up being fine, but I'm like, I don't know what it is about it.
Gotta listen to it.
There's never proof though. I'm never able to prove.
It's hard.
They're like, no, you're paranoid. You're paranoid. You're paranoid.
No, it's like, well, you're purple and yellow. So like the purple being intuitive, artistic, and creative, like you're better at reading people than others, like who aren't that color. So you pick up things that aren't logical. And their feelings, and it's emotional. So that's purple. But then you're yellow. So that's a cool combo, because yellow people are organized. They're together. And you're that's why I like event planning, and like, you know, you're able to like put a space or a person together, like that aesthetic.
Get shit done.
Yes. That's the yellow. But you merge them. So it's, they work together. So the whole thing about you getting feelings, that's because you're purple. You're just a good energy reader. Purple people are good energy readers.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But, so yellow, purple.
So I'm yellow, purple.
Yeah. It's a good combo. It's pretty equal.
You know, I went to LSU my first year, and purple and gold.
Oh, there it is.
So I'm just there it is. Shouting that out right now.
There it is.
Do you, well, what does, okay, so can you try and describe what that, what a color, what an aura color looks like to us commoners?
Well, it's like it's, it honestly, I just see it. Like I see your hair color. I just, and on you, I, it's kind of like, it just kind of goes out from your energy field, like a halo kind of like up here. Nobody can see me doing that, but like a halo, like around your head, around your shoulders. And once I start tuning in, then I get messages. Like, so then there's like another level. So during readings and stuff like that, like I'll get, okay, hang on. Like I'll see imbalances in the aura. And for some reason I can tell why on you, you should have more of this and less of that or whatever. And then I get messages like, you know, I'll get family stuff, or I'll get this, or I'll get that. Like
from like the spirit world.
Yes. Then the messages come in. But with the aura, it's really good for authenticity. That's what I try to, that's my passion. Like I like to kind of guide people on their authentic paths in life, to like, because you can't do, you can't connect with spirit and yourself unless you're doing what you're supposed to be doing authentically. And that's what the aura, it's like a tool.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's like your own like life path key.
Well, so how did you, like when you were little, how did you just start? And I know you probably are like, I fucking hate getting this question, because
no,
I've gotten
it
every single time, every single interview that I do, I have to answer this question. Like how, when you were little, when did this start? And like, how were you like, were you like, mom, what the fuck?
Right.
Why am I like seeing like this? Is this what everybody sees? Like, when did you know that not everybody sees these things?
Well, I come from, actually, my mom's a psychic and her brother's
that's
a psychic.
That's right. Actually. Yes. Yeah. You're fourth generation.
Right.
Yeah.
So we, it's like kind of like, but I was also raised Catholic. So it's kind of like.
Just, so was I.
See. So, you know, so it's kind of like hide it from the neighbors, you know, because we can't be weird.
I don't practice Catholicism.
I don't either. Obviously.
But I just was baptized and raised Catholic. But.
Me too. But okay. It's kind of like that culture or whatever. So right. I was, it was very confusing. But anyways, so it wasn't weird for them to talk a certain way. So I was never like shut down, right. But I didn't know nobody else in my family can see colors the way I do and the way that I do it, because that's specifically how spirit speaks to me. So as a kid, I didn't think anything of it. And then I just remember seeing like purple around my mom. And then I would associate like purple with different types of people and red with different types of people. And when I realized it was different and weird, I was like too old to like, you know, I didn't want to stand out. And that's always been my other thing, because I'm an empath, like to a really high degree. So I feel other people's.
What is that? Like you're super like extra empathetic?
Like, I feel other people's feelings. So I can feel judgment. And then when I feel judgment, I internalize it. I can feel other things too, like inner pain or pain bodies people are carrying, trauma.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Wait, that's crazy.
So I walk into somebody's energy and I can feel where their pain is. But if they think I'm weird or they're judging me. That's why it took me a while to get to this, because I was, like I said, a teacher for a while. It took me a while to get here because I have to deal with people's judgments about it. Well, so it's stressful.
I mean, at least you're like in Los Angeles.
It's great here.
Yeah.
It's
like, there's not really like that many people judging that here.
Not so much. Yeah. You know, but here, great. South Florida, great. You know, a lot of different places.
Was there ever a moment like when you were little where you had said something to someone about being like, about their color, and then you were like, what do you mean, like, you don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so that's so funny, because as soon as you asked me that, this memory popped up in my head. I remember when I was like 12 or 13 and I was at my friend's house, and I just remember being like to my friend, I'm like, because I didn't understand what was going on. That's the other thing, when you're a kid, you don't know what you're getting, you know. So I was like really focused on her, I guess where her reproductive organs are, like, and I was like, is your mom sick here or something? And I guess she was having like a lot of miscarriages and things like that. Aww. So it's, you know, so yeah, so it was kind of like awkward and you know, kind of freaked people out a little bit. But that kind of stuff sometimes, like, they would just, things would just pop out of my mouth about health stuff,
right,
and about relationship things. Sometimes it would just like roll out of my mouth just as a kid.
Yeah.
And I learned real quick to stop, because like immediately, like, you feel somebody's backlash to that, like whatever it is.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because then somebody feels like exposed.
Yeah. And like, who are you? Yes. What's going on? I'm scared. And I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like such a crazy thing. I've always like wanted to know what it's like to have like that gift. Like, you're gonna be like, don't do this, but I like grew up doing the Ouija board.
Right. With, don't do that.
I know. Everyone, like, so everyone scary. Who has this gift, like, tells me that.
Right.
And well, my mom and my aunt did it.
Oh,
and
okay.
So like, that's how I learned, but I don't have the gift of doing it on my own.
But don't you get feelings about people that are like, because you're really direct, I feel like, direct and honest, and like, if you get something, you'll
say
it.
Well, I don't think the spirits are, I don't think they're telling the truth. I don't trust the spirits.
Right.
I think it's just fun. So like, I will a board and do it myself. Like, I don't even own one.
Right.
And like, do it with somebody who I know, like,
yes,
actually has like that spiritual gift.
Yeah, you can do it with friends.
But I don't take it seriously, because okay, I know that the spirits more often than not are like bad ones. And
yeah,
there are like signs of that. And the second that I see a sign of that, I'm like, done.
Yeah, that's no, why I don't like the Ouija board and stuff like that.
They're
yeah,
not like, you can't like channel your grandmother, or you can't channel
right,
somebody specifically. Like, it's liars. Like, the spirits are liars.
Totally. But you know that.
I know that.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm intuitive.
You aren't. You are. You're so intuitive. But don't you like ever meet someone and you know right away if you're going to like them or not? Like,
I've always felt that way. But I also yeah, have had like really poor decisions and make like boyfriends and like,
well, that's like
another thing. So yeah, it's like, I like to think that I'm a good, it's not a good judge of character. That's, I'd like to think that I know whether I'm going to jive with that person, or
yeah,
I trust that person, or I want to be around that person.
You know what it is, I think, with you, like, if you don't mind me going here.
No, because I want
okay,
you to do a reading with me. And
oh, yeah.
Say, even if it's negative shit,
oh,
by
no,
all means.
It's all it's always positive.
But
like,
no,
for
but
me,
even
yeah,
if it's negative and you're sensing something okay, negative, I want to know. Like,
okay,
I'm really somebody that's like, tell me the truth. I don't want to be lied to. I
right,
don't want anyone to blow smoke up my ass
yeah,
or anything like that.
Okay. With, when you mentioned relationships, I got this whole thing where, back to the purple, like, you'll serve somebody else before yourself sometimes. So you'll serve somebody else's needs and change yourself to be what they need you to be and sacrifice your own journey for that. That is more of like a self-worth issue though. But not to get all psychologist on you, and I'd have to say, I work through pictures, by the way. So like if you have pictures, I don't know if you have your phone or whatever. Like, yeah, totally. Like, because I feel, well, like I said, I've been listening to the podcast, so I know you have Bo, like, because I understand this now. But I bet you anything Bo is green. And I feel like you have a thing for green guys. And I feel like if I saw your dad, he'd be green too. Like, not to like bring it back to that.
What is green?
So green people, and like I said, now there's five aura colors, but everyone wears it differently.
Yeah.
So it's like a snowflake, or like I said the other day, like it's perfume. Like, you know how different people, it'll smell different on different people, or totally. It's the same thing. Okay. Yeah. So green is like really good at systems, like you'd like engineer brain, like they're techie.
It's totally my dad.
Architect brain.
My dad is an architect.
Okay, so architect stuff. Like they think systematically, like eagle eye, like I see the whole world in one way. Now a happy green is challenged and they aren't insecure about like themselves, and I feel like in the past you've, I don't know if you want to go,
you're
here.
Like totally listing my dad.
Okay.
And you're like, I'm literally thinking of my dad and I'm thinking about my ex-boyfriend right
now. Did you, and Bo, I don't know,
is
you,
when I say Bo is far, could not be farther from my dad,
right?
And green and that way of thinking.
Yeah.
He's the opposite of what I've had this pattern of dating like certain types of people.
Right.
And this is like the first time I've like ever like been in a relationship where
Yeah.
My dad is literally everything that you're saying right now.
Okay.
And so many of my exes, I'm literally like going back in like a catalog and being like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That person was like this. That person's like this.
And it's they're very micromanaging and controlling of like who they're with, to the point where you can feel sometimes like an accessory, or like you have to be something for them or whatever. So you getting over that hump is like amazing. Now that's an unbalanced green. A balanced green, like, I mean, I could list you like famous greens, like Mark Zuckerberg's green and Bill Gates's green, and like, but like an unbalanced green is like, oh my God, what's his name? This is terrible. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's like an unbalanced green.
Wait, how do you even know that?
Because I look at their
like,
pictures.
Do you look up like Us Weekly and you're
like,
unbalanced?
Well, he's like everywhere. He's so unbalanced.
Really? Because whenever I see things about him, I'm like, he seems like he has it all together.
I feel like he's impossible to live with. I just have this feeling. Like,
I feel that way about Angelina Jolie. Well, I've always loved Angelina Jolie. I've loved both of them.
Right.
So like, I'm all, and like, and I go back and forth with being like, whose team am I on? Because I am a side picker.
You're like, I have to pick one.
I do have to pick a side. Like, right. I don't like to like be down the middle and just be like, oh, you know, they're both probably great. It's like, no, who am I gonna rally behind?
You're gonna pick the, well, Brad's probably more logical about his flip outs, and Angelina's probably just throwing stuff. Like, I can't even imagine.
Okay. Right. That makes sense.
Right.
That totally makes sense.
Like, if you have an argument with a green person, they'll be very clear with you why they're right and you're wrong, to the point if they're real good at it, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I get it now. But then when you're alone, you're like, wait a second.
Dude, shout out to my ex-boyfriends. Right. One in particular. Right. One really what that I feel like people will know in particular.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, so they like manipulate you with their logic, but that's why you can never tune out your emotions and like those things that you're like, I still feel it, even though it doesn't jive with what you just told me I should be feeling. That's important to pay attention to, bringing it back to your purple, you know? So I feel like the past greens in your life probably liked your yellow, and they wanted to tame your purple because they like to kind of like control a little bit and stuff like that.
See, I'm surprised I'm not green because like I'm controlling.
Yellows are controlling too.
Okay.
But I don't feel like, but like, how do I put it? It's like
kind of one of my issues. I need to learn to not be so controlling.
Yeah, yellows are like planners. They like to like, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, they can be perfectionists and stuff.
Right.
Like,
okay. I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
It's for your best self. You know, that's what yellow people kind of get around that.
I love shopping online. I love being lazy. I love being at home. I love just being on the couch with my dogs, my boyfriend, and wine, and just scrolling through websites and finding deals. There's like nothing more rewarding and satisfying than knowing that like you scored a deal on something because you actually put in the work while sitting on your butt on the couch to find a better deal and not pay full price for something. This is why I love Zulily. Okay. This is a website that is also fantastic for like gifts, because this website has sales every single day with different small boutique brands and also big labels like KitchenAid and Spanx in every single category. Every day at 6 a.m. Pacific, Zulily announces deals on all new items. So basically every day you're getting a new sale that you have to tune into. It's freaking fantastic. And they have home, living stuff. They have children's stuff. They have women's jewelry. They have women's clothes. They have men's things. They have something for everyone. So because the holidays are coming up and it's time to give a bunch of freaking presents, this is such an ideal place to go. And the way they're able to save so much money, because all of these things are up to 70% off. 70% off. So you wonder, like, what is this? Like, why am I getting something 70% off? That must mean that it's like not that great. Wrong. The way that Zulily does this is that you put in your use, buy what you want, then they place a giant order with that company after. So they don't have to sell any of this stuff. They don't have to get rid of it. It's not just sitting in some warehouse somewhere. That's how these deals are so great. God, I sound so excited and weird. Anyway, they are giving my listeners 20% off your first order when you go to Zulily.com/Stassi. That's Zulily.com/Stassi, Stassi. You guys are going to get 20% off. Re-listen to this little sponsor thing if you got confused as to how you guys can save so much money. Just like gets me so excited that somebody thought about this. Zulily.com/Stassi. So what happens if like, okay, like people are in different moods at different on different days.
That's a good question.
Does that change like their
some people, yeah.
Like, or they just like, or is it no matter what, like this is kind of your aura and your color and like your thing.
So you're born with like inherent aura colors and they're yours and they're kind of supposed to stay yours. They change like balance and, you know, how you wear it here and there based on your mood, you know. But I can see people wear the wrong color sometimes. I call it like an inauthentic color. So like, let's say this is like a very simple comparison. A nurses are usually blue, is like working for as a secretary, and she has to be like organized. Like she's going to feel not so good at it. She's going to wear an inauthentic yellow or something and then constantly tell herself she sucks. And it's going to be the mantra of her life. So like it'll like everything will suck, like her relationships will suck, and how she feels about herself will suck, her health will suck, you know, like. So when you wear the wrong color, you basically are putting yourself in a context you don't belong in, like a fish climbing a tree. Like you can't judge that, you know. So yeah, so some people put on, and why do people wear these colors? Because they were programmed to feel like, you know, by parents or whatever, society, like who they are isn't correct. So they have to be somebody else.
Right.
You know, so that's why people wear them. But once you start getting rid of it, you're like, oh my God, I feel so free.
Well, and how how is that even?
You have to see it. You have to see it. You have to see that, like, and you don't even, like, I'll tell somebody straight up in a reading, like, listen, like, you know, you're wearing this and it's because of this, and you got to stop. But how you can see it yourself is just be like, what am I unhappy about? And why am I convincing myself that I have to keep doing what I don't like to do? And usually it's fear-based, like what other people will say, that I won't be able to pay the bills or I won't be successful or I can't start over and all this stuff that's like fear-based. Mm-hmm. And of course that's reality, like, you know, but it affects people and sticks them, makes them feel trapped, and it's no way to live, so...
So, read me.
Okay, so
even if it hurts.
So, like I said, you're yellow and purple, and I feel like so when I look at your aura, like your purple's very strong right now, which it just shows me you're in a, like, there's a lot going on in your creative mode, and I feel like there's this need for you to. And like I told you, I don't watch the, I know you're on the show. I don't watch the show. So this is like just, I have to like preface that.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's this need for you to stand out and separate. And I feel like that's going to happen. And it's kind of like a branding of yourself that other people, and this is what you do with people. You sometimes trigger insecurities. It's kind of like your thing that you do with other people. And you don't mean to do it. And I feel like in the past, like you might've felt bad about it or whatever, but don't. Because, like, you being you, if it triggers other people's issues, that's on them. So you, I get like a rebranding, a remarketing. I feel like you've always been one to try to like change it up, change things, find a new path, find a new direction that's all you. You don't mind working with other people at all. Like, you're totally a team player, but I feel like there's parts of you that if you don't, you got this thing, like, if I gotta do it myself, if I don't do it myself, it's not real. And it's such a push and a motivation. And I feel like it's really coming to a head, and I feel really good about it, but I don't feel like it's 100% of what you've done in the past. It feels like new ventures and new situations. And it does feel like entertainment. I mean, obviously you have all this going on, but it feels like when I say rebranding, and I don't know how else to put this, and I feel like you're separate from what you started as, if that makes sense. And I don't know if I'm allowed to break the fourth wall here.
Yeah, you can break the fourth wall.
Okay. Like, because I feel like you're going to separate from the original show and go on to being known for being Stassi Schroeder, not, oh, a cast member of da 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 da. Which is great. It's great to be, everything's great. It's just, I feel like your independence is part of your authentic journey. So that's a big thing I'm getting. And when I walked into your place, and it's beautiful here, I feel like you're moving. I get a big move around you. I feel like it's going to be, I feel like you've made it home, and it feels good, but I just get, and Bo doesn't live with you yet, because I feel like you guys moving in together, and I get this being like where you guys move into a new place together, though. But does he live here? He feels not quite.
No, dude, everything you're saying is freaking me the fuck out, because there are tangible things, like, not like, because I want to preface this, because people can be like, oh, well, you can make, you know, when you see a psychic or a tarot card reader or somebody who has these abilities, you can make it make sense to whatever you think is going on in your life.
Sure.
Like, you know, but you have said things that are so, that I have concrete, like, things that I have not even announced.
Okay, good.
Yet.
Yay.
That, like, not to my, not anywhere.
Right.
That, like, everything that you just said.
Good.
And
you just need that validation. That is
so, just so weird that, like, I'm just waiting on the day that, like, I'm allowed to, like, start talking about it.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And you're, so you just saying that is okay, so, good. Like, just right, on the fucking money.
Yes.
So it's like, there's no way you could Google it. Meaning, like, there's no way you could possibly know.
I know. Anything. It's hard to read famous people in the spotlight. And I read regular people all the time.
Even, like, but even people who, like, aren't on a show or, like, aren't in, you know, doing, because, like, you can look on social media.
Yeah,
you
that's
can find
true.
Anything.
Yeah.
So technically, you know, you'd be able to say that about anyone.
Yeah.
But even just besides that, just, like, with Bo, like, I literally, like, we look at Zillow every single morning.
Oh, my God. It's happening.
Where should we go? But, like, when are we really going to do this? He lives like a block away from me.
Oh, okay.
Like, see right. that little motorized
bike? Oh, stop
bike?
It. Oh, my God.
That's mine, but
it says Stassi. Oh,
yeah, I bedazzled it. And then before we ever started dating, and then that's what he uses because he's like, I don't feel like walking.
That's
one block.
So cute.
So we go back and forth, and that's been like a source of like, we want to live together, but right. like it's like we do,
yeah,
because we're right next door. So like, it's not like he's gonna move in here, I'm gonna move in there. It doesn't make any
sense. It feels more of like you're looking for a specific location, and I feel like it's gonna totally work out for you, because I get like you're looking for a different, and this is a lovely neighborhood and everything, but I get a different one, you know, like totally out of, I don't know the geography here, but somewhere together that's you two. And it does feel like it's gonna need there's some sort of remodel associated with it, but I feel like you're good at that anyways, so that's
both
like
of us love
you.
That
yeah,
like that, and that was one of the things that like attracted to me to him, because like when I walked into his apartment, it's not, I'm somebody that likes older, like things with history, like a sterile apartment complex that is just, you know, it just doesn't.
Yeah, like character.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. And when I walked into his apartment, I'm like, oh my God, you like built everything. You did everything yourself. You like did the artwork in here.
Yeah.
You
like
actually drew
that.
The things. Like,
you
yes.
felt his depth.
Yeah.
Know?
So it's like, I'm so excited to eventually like find, like get a home together.
Right.
Oh my God. Now that I'm thinking about it, it could actually be the worst, because we could because we both have like such serious opinions on what we want things to look like.
Yeah. But I think, you know, you'd be bored if somebody agreed with you all the time. You like challenge.
Oh no. Yeah, totally. Yeah. But I'm like, shit. This
and he
might,
does too.
I wonder who's going to I wonder. Oh, I tell him that all the time.
Right.
When I'm like, listen, I know I'm controlling. I know I'm A, B, and C. But like, you'd be bored if I wasn't. That's what I tell him.
No, that's true. Yeah. Like you.
I'm like a bully.
Do you have a picture of him? Can I see him? Does he care if I read his aura? Where is he?
No, not at all. Let me see. I'm just going to try and find out. I'll just like go on my Instagram so it's not just like a kissing photo, like the background of my phone.
Aw, you guys are so cute.
No, that is, I'm such an asshole. I'm so annoying. Or I'll look up his Instagram for
that
you.
One.
That's better.
Yeah, because then I get to see him. Where is he? No sunglasses. Oh, there he is. That's a good one. With the sunglasses.
Yeah. That's his sister. That was from a long time ago. Does it matter?
Nah. Well, I mean, I might get him at that time. Yeah, let's get a different one.
Yeah, that was like a long.
Yeah, let's get more recent.
Like more recent. Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah. So he, you know what I like about him? He doesn't care. Like he cares about you and he supports you, but he, like what you're doing or whatever is separate from what he does. You know what I mean? From what he does or whatever. So he's got his own thing going on, which is good. I feel like he's super intelligent and smart, you know, like to a whole different level.
100%. But he's like emotionally intelligent and smart. I'm like, I sound like an asshole for like, just like this, like, chick that's like, my boyfriend is the best.
But you should be,
but
like that.
My boyfriend is actually the fucking best. Like he really, really is. And I don't know, like I don't know that if it like just like took like being in like so many other relationships where I didn't know what I could have. And besides him just being like so just, well, his mother's also a relationship and she's a psychotherapist,
right.
So that helps.
Yeah, so he knows the language. He knows emotional language.
He does.
Right.
But he's just like funny as,
I got it.
Funny as shit. He's so kind, so patient with me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can legit be myself. And that's why when you said green, I was like, I've been dating green my whole entire life, like feeling like I had to like be a certain way. And then finally, I don't.
Yeah. Nobody's controlling you. But you're separate from him. Like you're together, but you don't have to be anybody but who you are.
Right.
Like, so that part's nice. So you can be comfortable in this relationship. I also feel like the dogs like him a lot because I get this like.
It's so fucking annoying.
He's got like alpha energy.
No, it's
like calm.
It is. Yes, he does.
Dogs and like that.
No one. And I've never met one person who has met him.
Mm-hmm.
This is it's a freaky annoying thing.
Right?
I'm normally the more likable person in the relationship. Okay. It's a weird thing that like everyone I introduce him to, they're like, oh my God, like I want to be his friend. Like he's the best. Like
he's like a good conversationalist.
It's weird. I've never met anybody like that. So
it's good.
He makes me more likable.
Whoa.
I have this new theory.
Whoa. That's he's enhancing
my likability.
He's enhancing your, that's what's happening.
Yeah. And I get really jealous actually.
Do the dogs like him?
Yes. Cause I smother the dogs and I beg, he's a social butterfly and loves to talk to people, loves to be out, loves to just get into conversations with people.
Right.
If he was here, he'd be having a fucking ball. Like,
oh, I know. Yeah.
He would love it.
Right.
I don't know if it's just because of what I do for a living. I feel like I'm having a therapy session. Am I annoying you?
No, my God. Okay. He just texted you, by the way.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
Okay.
He probably texts you all the time, but.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
but he's at work, but he's like working all day long today. So I don't hear from him that. Whatever.
Does he do something like really techie or something? Because I get him like high level thinking all day.
He does commercial casting.
Oh, what is that? Production stuff?
Yeah, he like has like, it's like casting stuff and like, it's like one a real job.
It's like a real job?
Like, it's like a
I don't
real
have one
job.
Of those. Yeah.
We don't have those.
No,
so
I don't
like
have that.
When he talks about it, I'm like, okay. You do you, boo.
He feels like he needs a challenge too. Like he needs something. He always needs to like move up, like be busy. He likes to work, right? Like
he feels like
he likes it.
He loves doing things.
Yeah.
And he loves being social. And
right.
He loves just connecting.
Yeah.
And I'm like I was saying, because I think like my job is to like talk and exert so much energy and like be on, like say if it's filming or something.
Oh, yeah.
I am now like I'm the type of person, and I've been trying to like figure out, have I always been this way or is it because of like my career that I'm like I need to like be home.
Oh, that's just balance.
I need to be home, and I need to just be with my dogs and lay on my couch and watch something.
Bravo, yeah
and
that- watch and the chill. Other shows.
Like, that to me is so much more fun than, like.
But that's, yeah, like, that's balance.
Having too much energy around people. It's like when I've talked to different psychics where, like, I get exhausted from, like, having all of these things come at me. Mm-hmm. And I just need to find a way to, like, make it stop.
Yeah.
I feel that way with people.
No, it's true. Like, but that's a big, when people are intuitive or empathic, like, people's energy affects you. And then the more they're around, the less your barrier works. So I feel like you have a natural barrier, but when it's happening this much, it gets broken down. So you heal by isolating and then feel like yourself again. And then you can be around other people.
And then I do it. Then I redo
it. You can do it again. You know, you got to recharge. Again. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you being self-aware helps you continue to do this. That's why a lot of people in the entertainment industry like lose their mind or something, or you're just like, what happened to them? You know, like, or get self-destructive or things like that, because you know when to take a break. Like, you can stay good and stay consistent at it. So that's a really good thing. Cause
well, that makes me feel better because I feel super insecure about it all the time.
Oh really?
Yeah. Cause like even my friends know to warn me and be like, hey, listen, there's going to be a lot of people here that you don't know, or like, you're going to have to like, so we're just going to warn you about what this is going to be like. And I'm like, am I like,
no, I felt it too. Like when we walked in, you know, when we walked in today, you were like, okay, like you had to take it in. I felt you taking it in. You're just like, I take it in. And I was like, okay, let her take it in. You know, that's just you. Yeah, so your friends, you know, are watching out for you. Then, that's good. Because they see it too. But yellow people, sometimes, like, I don't know. Like, you could go either way because you're so one or the other, like yellow or purple. But, like, yellow people, sometimes they do take a moment to process things. Like, even if it's, like, something traumatic or stressful, like, they can take a minute. Yellow people can get accused of being cold sometimes. At times, because they're just, like, they'll wait a minute before they react to something.
Right.
But it's, like, the taking in, you know. Yeah, I saw you do that when I came in, and I felt you like, okay, are they normal? Like, what's going on?
Sorry.
You
know? No, I just like,
don't be sorry.
No, I do think that I just got the time wrong. And so I wasn't, I think, oh, I know, I just wasn't prepared because I thought it was 4:30.
Oh, sorry.
That's my fault. Oh my gosh. So that I was like, what? Wait, what? I legitimately thought I was getting a Revolve package. I opened up the door and I was like, new clothes.
And we're like, no, psychic and her husband.
I'm like, oh my God, my aura is so off right now.
No, it's fine.
Fuck. That is on me. Is totally so my fault. I thought it was 4:30.
That is so funny.
So I wasn't prepared. I mean, you even saw, like, I had, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians on. I didn't even notice. I had my computer up and everything. Oh, and I'm like,
God, just walk in, pet your dogs.
Sorry, guys. Let me talk about my latest fave hangover helper. Liquid IV. I'm always looking for ways to like prevent a hangover or soothe my hangover. And Liquid IV is basically, it's not your average electrolyte drink mix. Let's just say that. So there are these little packets that you put in water. They're portable. You can put them in your purse. You can travel with them, do whatever. You put them in your water just like any other electrolyte mix. But this one is special because not only does it contain 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than a freaking orange, but it gives the same amount of hydration as if you were to actually be drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Whoosh. That is my favorite part about this. Bo's also become obsessed with this too. Bo uses all my sponsors now. And it's like now I like have 2 people to test them out on. So we like to use these like before we start drinking in the night. Sometimes I'll even mix vodka in them. Or in the morning, I'll use this electrolyte stuff in my water and it helps make me feel so much better. But this isn't just a hangover thing, okay? Liquid IV is good for if you have jet lag or if you're traveling, or just say like you have the flu or you're sick or you have kids that are out playing soccer and like you want them to stay hydrated. There's so many different uses for Liquid IV and I really, really highly recommend it. And I know that you guys will be obsessed if you try it out, and they're giving my listeners 20% off at liquid-iv.com. You have to use my code STASSI, STASSSI, at the checkout. And that's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. So that's liquid-hyphen, you know, the little thing in the middle, liquid-iv.com. Enter my promo code STASSI, 20% off. Let's get our hangovers in check. This is so, like, fascinating. So, like, when does it stop where you stop, like, feeling things? Like,
never. Like today, like, you know, I flew here today. So like on the plane, the lady that sat down next to me, like I'm like, she sat down and I heard the word brother. And I was like, oh my God, I can't. Like,
what?
So it's weird. So this happens to me all the time. So I'm sitting there on the plane and I hear brother. And I look at her and she's so nice. Brother. And my husband, because I always feel like it's cheesy. Like, you know, like on the shows, like when the mediums are like in the supermarket, like, hey, do you have a brother? You know, like that.
No,
like,
I totally get that. See, like, Long Island Medium is giving you guys really a bad rap. I'm sorry.
It is. I can't do that.
It's like, the nails and the haircut. Let's be honest.
I don't look like that. Yeah. Like, people think I'm just going to, like, come up to them like, your mother's here. You know, like, I can't be that person.
I totally get that.
So I'm like, I'm getting more and more anxious because I keep it's like then once spirit is in, then they're like, brother. And I'm like getting really stressed out. And I'm like, OK, I got 5 hours on this plane with this lady. I'm just going to have to, like, have Scott, my husband, like, just break the ice.
Shout out to Scott over here.
Yeah. He's hanging out with the dog.
Such a gem. Sober.
He is.
Like, that is so sober. So I offered him a drink and he said no. I mean, you said that you can't because of your job.
Right. I can't channel drunk.
But, like, listen, I'm having my Aperol spritz right now.
You're totally
It's my podcast Aperol spritz.
In your Halloween cup. You're
on
season. Yeah. It's like perfect.
Well, Halloween is my favorite holiday. But
because you're from New Orleans, I would assume.
It's the best. I don't even know why. I just love death and murder and weird. Not in like a way that like I want to murder.
Like a fantasy way.
Maybe sometimes I want to murder people, but like not like for real murder people.
Right. Just think about it. Dress up and let it go.
I love the super. I love anything that's just otherworldly.
Yeah, you're attracted to it. Yeah, that's fine. A lot of people who like have abilities are just kind of naturally attracted to that kind of stuff, and like knowing about yourself and self-awareness and how you plus you when you get feelings, you want to like understand what the heck they are, you know, like what does that mean, what does this mean, am I making it up, am I crazy?
Well, I cut that makes 100% sense.
Yeah, like, and a lot of anxiety can come with it. That's a huge, and I feel that on you actually, like a lot.
I'm gonna start crying.
Oh yeah. And because a lot of like, and I am not a doctor, you know, at all, and everybody should go see a doctor, but sometimes a lot of generalized anxiety disorder is misplaced like emotional and psychic ability that just like boom 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 boom. And then you telling me that you're not like probably as a kid you weren't super listened to about it all the time or whatever, so it's kind of like you're hardwired to push it down because it makes other people, I don't know, react or say something or not believe you or whatever. So you do that to yourself. So you're recreating that in yourself. But yeah, the anxiety, and I feel that on you, is a lot of spirit just trying to talk to you, you know, like your guides connect and stuff. It can feel really stressful. But you get digestive issues too from it.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Like, do I shit my pants often?
No, I mean, like,
not. I've only done that once.
Okay, that's not bad. You're okay then.
No, but I've been having to talk about my anxiety. I don't like talking about it because everybody has anxiety. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone does, and that word is thrown around.
Yeah.
So easily.
Yeah.
Just like the word I love this or bullies thrown around easily. Like, there's so many words that are thrown around easily that I take the word anxiety very seriously.
Yeah, me too.
And there's been things that, again, you would not know because this will come out like later on that people will be able to hear and see.
Right.
That have to do with like the fact that I hate even saying having an anxiety disorder because I think it's like a cop out. I think that it's just a word that's thrown around.
Yeah.
We all get anxiety.
Right.
But because of, I feel like I've been trying to do so much like,
yeah,
not soul searching, but
yeah,
trying to figure myself out and why I am the way that I am and why I have certain feelings or why I'm not like other people.
Yeah.
Why, you know, I can't be a certain way. Then I've been forced to like talk about anxiety a lot. That
don't you think that's interesting though, that you're being forced to talk about it? Don't you, like, because sometimes spiritual
Vanderpump Rules, you're forced to talk about,
like, they're like making you talk about it.
You have to talk about whatever you're going through,
but,
which is what it's a reality show. So it's like it's what's reality, and it's like when they're catching all these moments of me like really like freaking out and like just like I don't know how to handle myself. Like, I had then, you know, when you're on a reality show, you have to address it all the time. You can't speak to it. You can't just pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah, you got
to
speak to it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, but like, because of the way I see you, and I always go back to the colors, just because like yellow's so logical and purple so not, you know, and then they both are in you very equally. It's very easy to flip flop between the two. So like you're fine and then you're super not, like
100%. Yeah,
and it's hard, and you, but also you're self-aware, so you know that when you're not fine, you're gonna get okay.
But that, you know? but also that makes me feel crazy. The fact that like I know all this about myself, and I've learned this about myself, and I was talking to Bill about this last night. Right. I'm like, the fact that I know that like these are my issues. This is the way that I feel about things. This is what I can't control. Makes me feel nuts, like a psycho person, because I'm like, I know I have all this. I feel like I'm self-aware. So then why can't I change it?
Well, you're breaking through. You're having like an awakening. And I feel you going to the next level, whatever that is, like in your, like, I feel you going to the next level. And I feel like this level is something that you've envisioned for a long time. And it's finally like, you got to break through walls to get there. And this is a wall. And part of it is also being okay with not being okay sometimes. That's part of it, because like the more self-aware you are, the more crazy sometimes you feel.
Yeah.
And I have this whole philosophy that like crazy people don't think they're crazy. So if you think you're crazy, you're not crazy. I have this whole,
oh my God, I'm so not crazy then.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
That made me feel so much better.
Like people. Yes. Like,
no, that makes me feel so much better.
Total philosophy that I totally know is true.
Michaela, that makes me feel so much
better.
Okay,
good.
Like, because I say every day, I'm like, I'm crazy.
Yeah,
like, I am a crazy person, and I don't understand myself, and I wish I could be different.
That's vulnerability. That's a good thing. That's you cracking yourself open, seeing that you're not perfect, because you do struggle with, like, a perfectionism kind of a thing. Like, fix it. Well, you wouldn't be where you are if you weren't vulnerable enough for other people to connect with you. That's what makes you connectable. You know, that you have an outpouring of something that we all can feel too. Like, and sometimes that purple, the way that it is on you, because it's so strong, is that I feel like people, and this is even before Vanderpump Rules, I feel like people have always kind of just been like drawn to you or whatever. Like, you know, here are my problems, you know, let me talk to you. Like, because you're just kind of like, okay, you know, accepting. You have something about you that draws people in. It's like it's like an it factor or something. Like, people just want to be near you. It's like a beacon. But so yeah, so it's a good thing. Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's okay. An area.
See, I just felt vulnerable just now, so I had to just like try and
you had to yellow it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to just like balance it real fast.
But it worked, yeah.
I feel like I'm in therapy right now, for real.
Yeah. Aura stuff turns into therapy just because like it's, and sometimes people come to me just like, just tell me, because I'll just tell them what's wrong with that. Like, you know, listen, I'm all about therapy. I always tell people go to therapy, because like, I'm not a therapist.
I love real therapy. Yes.
Real therapy is great.
I love therapy as well.
Yeah.
I love all types of shit.
Yeah, me too.
I love all of it.
I do too. It's great.
That therapy shit.
Yeah, therapy
shit.
Like,
I'm calling
great.
It all shit. No, I love all of it. Yeah.
Anything you like, you get to know yourself a little better and dig under the layers. But you have to be like open to hearing stuff about yourself too, which I feel like you are, obviously. You're like, tell me. But yeah, so you're not crazy. You just have anxiety. And the way I see it is that spirit's trying to speak to you and push you. And it doesn't feel good sometimes, because they make you like drop logic to follow what they want you to do. But we do live in this world, and you do have to continue to be with certain people that you'd rather not be with, you know, because it's work or whatever, or continue to do this or that. Did you just, this is another thing, I feel like your higher ups are changing. Like, I don't know what this is, like, because I'm not familiar with the entertainment industry, but I feel like up here, like, you should be doing your own up here or whatever, like management stuff or whatever that is.
Oh, higher ups.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God, in the entertainment industry, there's like everything. There's your producers, your manager, your publicist, your lawyer, your freaking agent, your all of that.
Yeah. Anybody that tells you what, like, I feel like Bo's helping you with this, actually, because like, I feel like trusted counsel is helping you decide better about like what to do and what not to do. I just get like a change up there, but it feels good.
I feel like I'm in it. It sounds so, I have like this like fear of being like, I'm in such a good, like, I'm so happy with like where everything's going right now. It just sounds so fucking douchey. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, there were moments like in my past where I said that. And then now looking back on it, I'm like, no.
Right. Like, so you don't trust your gut it's like, sometimes.
It's like I've seen that like when I've said things, it wasn't right.
Right.
And like finally I'm like, I feel like everything's right.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to complain about.
Right.
Nothing. This is my problem. And God, Bravo might even get mad at me that I'm talking about this too much on my podcast.
Because
It is part of my storyline.
Yeah,
but
it's
like
part of your life too.
But I feel this is what makes me feel crazy. Mm-hmm. Is that like I have nothing to complain about. Everything's right with my career. Everything's right with my friends. Everything's right with my relationship finally. That like, why do I act out? Why do I get angry? And right. When I have nothing to be angry about.
Well, logically, that's your answer. But like you have to connect to spirit. So the way that you connect to spirit is through understanding what patterns and like what's inside of you that's still not, like you have to be like kind of uncorded. So, and this is like, and I just get, do you want me to go in with your family stuff on this? I don't know. Like,
do
is
it.
That okay? Yeah. Okay. I get like, there's some sort of, I'd have to see, do you have a brother?
I have two brothers.
Okay. I feel like, are your parents not together or something like that? Okay.
No.
I feel like is your mom and dad like super, I mean, obviously they didn't stay together. So there were some issues, but is your mom super opposite from your dad? Like that kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I feel like, this is, and I could go into this and it would be like a really long thing.
No, do please.
Okay. Do you have pictures of them?
Yeah. Here. I can pause real quick.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So.
So I'm looking at your dad here. So the thing with your dad is he's just, basically, I feel like you were raised to question any feelings that you had, like, all the time, because he would just, like, he was right. And if you wanted to if you want to have a relationship with dad, you got to go to where he is. Like, so you can't go to where anybody else is. And I feel like he logics over emotion, and he's very secure in his own thoughts. And, like, he thinks what, you know, God gave him the ultimate knowledge of how the world works or whatever. And I feel like for a long time, like this is something you wanted to strive to, like his approval or his idea of, and that's what you got to work out. Because like, even though you know that logically, cause like enough, you know, a therapist can tell you that, like, you know, pretty easily, or me or anybody or yourself.
Yeah.
There's deep, deep agreements that you make when you're a little kid. Who's like, okay, daddy loves me if he approves of me or
if
whatever.
I feel this, and I love my parents.
Yeah.
And I love my dad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I like, but I, as like an, as I've like grown older, I've recognized that so many things of the reason, like so many ideals that I have that I now don't agree with are because I'm like, okay, my dad always, he raised me to and taught me to do this.
You absorb his philosophy,
his
energy.
Yes. And it is just this, like,
and it's something that you gotta see, like, on a, like, a huge, like, roundabout general basis in your life, and then see where you're applying it, mostly in the relationship with yourself. Because even like when you talk about your relationship with your own anxiety, it's like you're mad at it or something, or you don't agree with
it.
I am
mad at it because I can't control it.
Right. But it's not that, and that's big. Your dad wanted to control things, you know, and it, so like you can't, it's okay that you can't control it. And then like you told me about your mom and the relationship with your mom, and maybe you also connote not controlling it with being like her in a lot of ways. So there's that too, you know, you don't like, that's maybe an extreme. So your parents are very different, and then you have like, yellow is different than green, but you got that controlled energy, and then you got your mom's energy in there too.
Right.
So it, you know, you've associated emotion with her, and you've associated like logic with him, and it's agreements that you make as a kid. And like we get older and we're like, okay, obviously like you live an independent lifestyle and they don't tell you what to do anymore, but you've like had that in your head now over and over and over again to just reinforce what their issues were and what they taught you to be like, which, you know, they do their best, you know, parents do their best. So
that's what I mean. And I think about that a lot. Like when people say like, okay, well, you know, like when you go to therapy or when you do anything, like it's that involves like looking inward, like it, it's like, well, there's a lot of like looking back into how you were raised and who you were surrounded by and what your parents were like or your siblings and all that. But I'm like, you could say that also about you that's with every single person.
Yeah.
So, like,
oh, yeah.
That almost makes me not want to give birth because I'm just going to fuck up a
oh,
kid.
Oh, no. No. That is so not true. Like,
I'm
oh,
just going to like.
No. Awareness makes you a better parent. And then the biggest thing is validation. Like, I don't. Like you said, you love your dad. I don't think he's being like, hey, Stassi, I screwed up. Sorry. I was human. Like telling your kid, hey, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I was human. That makes so much of a difference. Like in being like, oh, okay. Like, you know, mom wasn't perfect. Dad wasn't perfect. They told me they weren't perfect. Like you'll do that for your kid, you know?
Yeah.
You'll say like, I'm not perfect. I did my best. I'm doing my best. Sorry. I'll pay for therapy. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. You do your best, but validation makes it better. So you definitely need to have children because I feel like you'd like dress them cute and like teach them 100%.
I yeah. would like dress them like right. adorably.
Right.
I almost wish you could tell me like what I was going to have.
I feel like you're going to have a boy. Like I feel a boy around you.
Everyone tells me that I am going to have. I literally was just like waiting for you to just shout out boy.
Boy. That they is, like stick
everyone
around.
Everyone tells me that.
And you got to be careful because like when they want to come through, like they don't even care. You know, like.
What do you mean when they want to come through?
Like, because this boy is so strong. Like you just have to make sure you are taking precautions. Like oh, whatever they are.
Not so meaning like condoms or birth
yeah,
control.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, like when the boy wants to come, he's going to.
He's going to come. He doesn't care if you're married or you're in the right apartment or like anything. Like he'll just show up.
Mother F.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I'm going to need to have,
and you're
going
to have to get a baby seat for that scooter.
I want
to,
like, oh, my God, for the scooter. I'm going to need, like, a nanny. Like, I, you know, right. I know myself. What if I'm hungover? You know, it's like, yeah. I'm not ready for a kid yet.
It's okay. You got time.
But I can't believe you just had a boy. Everyone always, even when, like, every single person, like, psychic or reader
right.
or somebody who's intuitive, they've always told me boy.
Boy energy around you.
But I've always wanted a girl.
Aw, yeah.
But now I'm like, you know what? I've like settled on the. It took me a while.
It's crazy.
Like, and I told all my friends, and my friends were like, oh, I think you so, like, you should so have boys. Like,
right, boy
like,
mom.
You
yeah.
are just, that is exactly. I'm like, what? But what am I going to do with all my freaking shoes? Like, what do you mean? I love you know? Fashion. I love, like, girly shit. Like, what am I gonna? I mean, that's so basic, and that's so like it's such a basic way of thinking.
It's crazy how you just love what you get. Like, whatever you get delivered, you're like, oh, I love it. You know, like it's just like the dogs. You know, like it's not. It's a terrible comparison, but like,
no, it's not.
But you love, like, you know, whatever they are, you love it. You know, your dog. Which one's this? They're so cute.
This one's Refund. That was she's Beau's first. Now I think of her as my own.
Oh, I love Refund.
See, what I love about Refund is that, like, you have to earn her,
I felt
her
that.
Trust
yeah.
and loyalty. Like, she's, Luda has been mine since the beginning, since before we ever got together. They're both kind of the same age. See, well, Luda's, like, a whore. So, like, if anyone comes in, she's barking and then, like,
right.
going up and then running away.
Right.
She's, like, playing hard to get. And she, like, won't let you fully touch her and then, like, runs away. And then sometimes she's just, like, all up on your shit. Whereas, like, Refund, super reserved.
Yeah,
and
he's
will
so
wait
chill.
To give.
He's very secure.
You read Boy Energy? Yeah, everyone reads Boy Energy on her. It's a she.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone reads Boy Energy on her.
Because you know what it is? And I don't know if this is this way for everybody, but, like, dogs will give me. Because they don't have really gender identity, I guess, because they're just. They're dogs. And
I always thought that Luda was transgendered because Luda acted like a boy for so long.
That's the thing. Like, if they don't know. That's a whole separate issue.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, that's like. that's I don't even want to go there. But sometimes, like, on Refund, for example, like, Boy Energy, I just get kind of like. Just kind of like very attached to you guys, like very babyish.
She is.
Yeah.
But it takes a while for like her, like when I finally like the like a few months after we like were me and Beau were dating
right.
when she was around all the time and then she finally would like be on me.
Oh
it
gosh.
Was like the best. It was.
You're like, wow, you chose me.
And it's like now I'm like, oh my God, you're now mine. And like oh. I earned your trust. I
yes.
earned your loyalty. And that means so. I love it.
Yeah, it's when you, and that seems like your thing too. Like when you work for something and it, like you get it.
And then you yes,
it's like a pattern for you.
It means that
yes.
much. It's so much more important.
Yeah.
Whereas like something that's just like easily
you're
handed
like,
over, I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. That's
right.
why I don't like gifting sweets.
Really? That's interesting.
I hate gifting sweets.
Because you don't like the stuff anymore.
I don't really
you.
Like anything
like,
that's given to me. Like I'm not like a gift person. I'm not like super unless it's really thoughtful.
That's so deep.
Like I just don't I'm
that's
not,
really, really complicated.
Like
that's but that feeds back into the whole pattern though. you know, like of like that we started with on you, like about how, well, back to the whole dad thing, like you had to earn it or earn his affection or make him understand, like you go to where he was or something, like that kind of a thing. Or like whatever this past relationship you had, not Bo, the whatever, because it's not on you anymore. Because sometimes I'll feel bad past relationships, like sticking to somebody. Yours isn't on you, but I still kind of feel it or whatever.
I feel like it's still on me because it's made me like a little, like it because it was an off and on relationship for 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
So because it was so long, it taught me patterns.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like it's still on me.
But you learned a lot.
And I bring this up to Bo and I talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, because Bo's very much about like, let's grow from every argument and let's like figure out how to like, no, I know.
His mom's a therapist.
I know.
Or something,
so, right? Like, I'm like, I sit here and I say this and I'm like, I'm fucking really lucky. Like, it's
right.
Whatever.
But I feel annoying, like the past one. Yeah. Like you were never good enough or something like that. Like, but it was his own issues. Like he just couldn't deal with
it. I know
you.
That now, but yeah, I now have gotten in a pattern of like how I fight, how I argue, mm-hmm. how I judge. And so when I find myself doing that with Bo or my current relationship, and I feel like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm acting the way that my ex has acted. And I hate it.
Yeah, you're.
And I don't know how to stop it.
Well, you see the reflection.
Yeah.
Well, just there, just like notice it, you know, and then. But there might have been something too about, I'll use the word abuse. I don't know how else to use it. Like maybe a different word. The mistreatment that you suffered.
Mistreatment.
That's better. Okay, that's a better word. The mistreatment that you suffered, I feel like there might have been a part of you that agreed with it. Now that's. Like
probably
heavy, yeah. So
and that
like,
is, yeah,
yeah. So when you give it back, somehow it's like your place that you go to regurgitate that, like in an argument, to like, it's like kind of putting your cards out on a table, seeing what you got, you know, like that kind of a thing. But if you see yourself doing it, you can minimize it. Be like, oh, I'm doing that again. Okay,
I've been able to minimize it a little.
You feel good,
but it's like,
yeah,
I want to just be. I want to treat my boyfriend the way that he treats me.
Aww.
So that's like what I'm striving for.
Well, just love.
This just like God.
If you
like,
come
so
from love, you're good.
Like, what?
I know. We went from housewives to
we went from housewives to
therapy.
Yeah. Whatever. Yellow and purple. Yellow and purple. Yellow and purple.
You're yellow and purple.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to talk about or anything else that you feel like? This, like, everything that you've said thus far are things, like, that you are, and I want my listeners to know this because I want them to go follow you and look you up, and it's at Mystic Michaela.
Yep, Instagram, at Mystic Michaela.
Yeah, because the things that you've said to me are things that, like, you couldn't Google.
Yeah.
Things that, like, that are going to be Googleable soon.
Oh, good. Yeah.
But not, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, yours is, like, your major thing. And usually, every reading's different. Like, some people I get past, some people I get present, some people I get future. Yours, I feel just, like, a lot coming down the pike. But it's, like, aligning with your visualizations. So it feels just positive. And that's, I'm so happy I got to come here and feel positive things. Because that's not always the case in every reading. So that's good. You know, I never know what I'm walking into.
You know, that would suck if you like walked in here and you're like, oh, you're dying tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Like, cause oh, something. No.
Okay. I'm like, oh,
thank
my God.
God. I don't get death. I block myself to that. Cause I don't want to know, but I will start like physically hurting when people have like health issues. That's why I was getting tummy stuff around you for some reason. Cause like my tummy was hurting on the way here. I was getting like a little like, oh.
Well, I'm like really kind of annoyed with like the fact that I can't lose the belly fat.
You? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's like the one place where like I can't lose weight, but I'm making a joke.
I don't feel like
I really have just as much as the next person.
Right.
Like,
I think we all have like one part of us.
I mean,
like,
I get like, but meaning like in terms of like issues in my stomach, like I get gassy.
Okay.
And that hurts.
I know. I wouldn't. That's so funny.
But I feel like that's it, unless there's something I just don't know about.
No, you feel really good to me health wise and stuff like that. But yeah, but sometimes around people I'll start hurting like where they're hurting, or I'll get like just, you know, situations on them that's going on. It's I never know what I'm walking into. That's kind of like the whole, although I did look at your picture before I came, so I'm like, okay, let's see where she's at.
Yeah,
I do that with everybody though.
Totally.
Like whenever I go anywhere, I'm like, well, let me just see their, even the like doctor's office, I'm like, let me see their picture just so I can kind of get a read on what I'm dealing with and stuff.
Yeah.
in other people.
Well, I've had so much fun.
Thanks
I
for
mean,
having
it's,
me on.
It's been like intense and but fun at the same time.
I had a great time.
And you've been so spot on with
thank
so
you,
much.
Stassi. Thanks for being open to it. That helps.
Yeah, of course. And everyone, for real, Khaleesi's, that's my community.
I love
of,
that.
Listeners, Khaleesi's, you're a real Game of Thrones diehard fan.
I am. A purist.
Yes. So like you totally yes. will get that.
Yay.
So everyone go follow Mystic Mikaela. I know I've said it already a bunch of times. Anything else where like people can come see you?
Yeah. So I'm doing an event November 14th at the Waterstone in Boca Raton in Florida. And I get to read.
Shit.
Yeah. So I get to read Dolores Catania from Jersey Housewives. Megan King Edmonds from, you know, OC.
Right.
And Gina, I'm going to mess up her last name. The new one, Gina Kirscher.
I know.
Kirscher.
I just all know their first names. So
Gina.
Yeah, Gina.
Gina.
Yes.
And she's awesome. And from she's coming too. So I'm excited about that. November 14th.
That's so like you're doing that like in front of like a group of
yeah,
people.
Yeah. Yeah. So like we're going to talk like storylines and like talk about all their colors and how they play into it and stuff.
Wait, that's crazy.
That's my favorite thing to do. Like just that's how I got into this because like I would like watch the Housewives and be like, oh my God, she's yellow and that person's green and that person's blue. And then like I freak out about how it like works out. So I explain it on my Instagram a lot. Like I'll be like, this is what happened or this is why they broke up or this is why they're fighting.
That's
and I'll
fantastic.
Do it with aura colors. It's my favorite thing.
Oh my God. I'm so fucking into that.
Yeah.
I wish that was in LA. That's annoying.
Yeah.
So basically it'll be like a show where yeah. you're reading them and people can watch.
Yeah. And there's like live audience members can ask questions and it's going to be moderated by, a radio host and stuff. So it's going to be really cool.
That's really cool. Okay. Yeah. So in Boca Raton,
Florida
on November 14th.
Yes.
All right. Everyone, if you're there or around that area.
Yeah. Check it out.
You should do like a lot, like a YouTube video of it too, for people
I
who can't
should.
Be there.
Yeah.
Get that set up.
Other people have told me that and I really
no,
should.
No, you really should.
Yeah. Like a live thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it.
Thank you.
Let that marinate.
I'm going to.
Your aura is magenta.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Says Stassi.
Bye.
Bye.